Blog Talk Radio. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It, and I'm your host, Sister Diane, and the founder of this broadcast, Time to Talk About It. It's none other than the late Apostle Gloria Cheever Porter. Amen, amen. And yes, we are still continually to carry that torch forward. Amen. Hallelujah. You ought to give God praise today, just thanking him for just waking you up this morning. No matter what the weather look like outside or whatever situation, you just give God the praise today. Amen. Amen. You know, we always begin this broadcast with prayer. Amen. So let's begin to just draw our minds in and touch and agree with one another. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of kings and Lords of lords, and there is no other God but you. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator, and we say thank you. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, O God, we ask you for forgiveness, Lord. Forgiveness of all sin we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespass against us. Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord, you know each and every person, name by name, O God, and what they're in need of, Lord. Father, some ask for prayer for themselves, some ask for prayer for others, Lord. But Heavenly Father, as we touch and agree with them, Lord Father, we thank you for the prayers that you have already answered. We thank you for the prayers that you're answering as we pray, Lord. And Father, we're thanking you right now, Lord, for the prayers that you're about to answer, Lord. Father, knowing, O God, that your will be done in the name of Jesus. Father, knowing that we take nothing and no one for granted, Lord, we thank you for the prayers, Lord, Father, that are going up, Lord, Father, that you are hearing right now, Lord. Father, for we know you hear the prayers of the righteous, Lord. So, Father, as I pray, Lord, Father, I'm touching and agreeing with all other prayer lists, Lord, Father, that are holding before you right now, Lord. Father, even the silent prayers right now, Lord, Father, you know, Lord, Father, you know us before we was even born, Lord, Father. So we're thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for hearing those silent prayers as well right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Evelyn right now, Lord Father. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord Father. Father, touch her right now, Lord Father, as she's in the early stages of Alzheimer's, Lord Father. We know that you're bigger than that right now, Lord Father. So we plead the blood of Jesus over her mind right now, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for her family, Lord Father, that is around her right now, Lord Father. Heavenly Father, touch her right now, Lord Father. We speak healing to her right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Cheryl right now, Lord Father, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord Father, knowing no weapon that is formed against her shall prosper, Lord. Father, we thanking you right now, Lord Father, for your renewed strength within her, Lord Father. Give her the peace and comfort that she's in need of right in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, she can't do it without you, Lord Father. She needs you, Lord Father. So, Father, we come touching and agreeing, Lord Father, and asking you right now to intervene in her situation right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Jeremy right now, Lord Father. We thank you, O God, for what you're doing for him, Lord Father, where you have brought him from, Lord Father. We know, O God, that it was nobody but you, O God, Father, that is bringing him through, Lord Father, each and every day, Lord Father. We continually thank you, O God, for just strengthening him, Lord. Touch every doctor and every nurse right now, Lord Father. Father, that attends to him, Lord Father, strengthen his family right now, Lord. Continue to give them the strength, the peace, and comfort, O God, that they need in you right now, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Hubert right now, Lord Father, continually thanking you right now for his healing, Lord Father. Father, as his eyes continue to heal, Lord Father, we thank you. We glorifying and magnifying you, Lord Father, for you are the God that healeth thee, Lord Father. Father, as we learn not to take nothing, O God, nothing or no one for granted, Lord Father, we thank you, O God, for those that you have placed within our lives right now, Lord Father. We continue, O God, to pray, Lord Father, for the peace right now that's going on over there in the Ukraine right now, O God. We speak peace right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, touch your people, Lord Father. Allow them, O God, to rise up, Father, and continue to call upon your name right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Walter right now, Lord Father, praying for his healing as well, Lord Father, from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, Lord Father. Healing is the children's bread, Lord Father, and we're thanking you right now for your healing virtue. Heavenly Father, we hold all those today, Lord Father, upon our prayer list that have cancer right now, Lord Father. Father, we hold before you Yamilet right now, O God. Bobby right now, Lord Father. Touch right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We know that you can do it for them and nothing is too hard for you, O God. Father, Spurgeon Walters right now. TJ, Lord. Lisa, Lord Father. Touch their bodies right now, O God. Father, we know you're bigger than cancer. You can do it, Lord Father. Touch them right now. Give them the strength as they continue to go through chemo, Lord. Father, touch right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we hold before you all those, Lord Father, that have COVID, Lord Father. Father, we come before you pushing COVID back and all the strains out into outer darkness right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, cover right now, Lord Father, with the blood, Lord. Cover your people right now, O God. Keep them in that ark of safety, O God, as you had kept Noah, Lord Father, and his family, Lord Father. We thanking you and just glorifying you right now. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we continue to hold before you Kathy, Lord Father. thanking you on a daily basis, Lord Father, where you have brought her from, Lord Father, touching her body right now, Lord Father. Father, we thank you and just glorifying you that she's able to walk again, Lord Father. Father, we thanking you and just glorifying you for her as she continue to press forward, Father, and to continue to look to you, Lord Father, calling upon your name, Lord Father, knowing, Lord Father, that you hear and you answer prayers, Lord Father. I say thank you. Father, those that lost loved ones, Lord Father, comfort their hearts right now, Lord Father. You say you will not leave us comfortless, O God. So, Father, they need your comforter right now. They need that peace right now, Lord. They need that joy right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, we know losing a loved one is never easy, Lord Father. Father, we thank you and just glorifying you, Lord Father, for easing that pain, Lord Father, easing that pain within our hearts, Lord Father. We thank you for that comforter, Lord Father. We thank you for your daily strength right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I cover my leader, Pastor George Barnes, right now under the blood from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, Lord Father. Thanking you right now, Lord Father, for just moving, Lord Father, in him, Lord Father. We thank you for the supernatural strength, Lord Father. We pray, Lord Father, that you continue to refresh, refill, and rejuvenate him right now in the name of Jesus. Father, strength like never before, Lord Father. Father, and see that hedge of protection round about him, Lord Father. And when we say no weapon that is formed against him shall prosper, and every tongue that should rise up against him in judgment shall be condemned, Lord Father. Father, I thank you, Lord Father, for his warring and minister angels, Lord, standing guard round about him. Father, we thank you and just glorifying you, Lord. Father, we hold before you the fivefold ministry right now, Lord Father. Touch them right now as we cover them under the blood, Lord Father. Father, from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet, Lord Father. Father, they are standing flat-footed upon your word, Lord Father. Father, preparing and teaching your people, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, as you continue to sound the alarm, Lord Father. And they are, Lord Father, being obedient to the word as they go forth and give what thus say the Lord. Father, continue to use them in this day, Lord Father. We ask you, O God, to break up all stony hearts right now, Lord, and unstop the deaf ears right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you, O God, for the ears for them to hear and the heart for them to receive, Lord Father, the word that's been and has continued to come forth, Lord Father. Father, we thank you for being so mindful of us, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, that you're still using your people, Lord Father, to prepare, to warn, Lord Father, to encourage right now, Lord Father. We thank you and just glorifying you right now in the name of Jesus. And Heavenly Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over this radio broadcast, and we cancel every and any assignment that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast, and we render it null and void. We say, Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Holy Spirit, take control of this radio broadcast. Holy Spirit, show up and show out as we speak healing and deliverance, being in the midst, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for this broadcast, Lord. We thank you for touching the airwaves, Lord Father, as it continue, Lord Father, to touch many nations, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for those that repent and give their life, Lord Father God, to you, Lord. Father, we thank you, we glorify, and we magnify your name, O God. So, Father, today, Lord Father, we ask you, Lord Father, to touch the ears of your people and the heart, Lord Father, that they may hear, Lord Father, and they may receive received, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for those that accept you today as their Lord and Savior, knowing that you, God, is a God of many chances right now. You're merciful, you're loving. And Father, we know that there is nothing, Lord Father, that we can't do, Lord Father, without you, Lord Father, if we believe, Lord. So, Father, I thank you, I glorify and I magnify you this day. In Jesus' name, we amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You are to be praising God today. And take nothing and no one for granted. Don't take the use of your limbs for granted. Don't take the very fresh air that you breathe for granted. Some people today have lost limbs. Some are on ventilators that they need a machine to breathe for them. The very little things that we take for granted, walking, writing, take nothing, nothing for granted. We serve an awesome and powerful God, and he is so mindful of us, so mindful of us. He see when you're in your despair. He see when you're lonely, you're crying. He see when you're laughing. There is nothing he don't see. There is nothing. Amen. So today, just trust God today. And if you don't know him as your Lord and Savior, accept him today as your Lord and Savior. Truly repent and ask him to come into your life today. Amen. Let me give you a word for today. There is no better way to thank God for your sight than by giving a helping hand to someone in the dark. There is no better way to thank God for your sight than by giving a helping hand to someone in the dark. Amen, amen, amen. I'm trusting that you understand that, because you know what? Remember, darkness is just the absence of light. And when that light come on, there's no more darkness. So be that joy for someone today. Reach out and help that person that you know that is going through, that's in a dark place. You know, brighten their day. Be that light today. Ask God to use you today. However he sees fit, ask him to use you today. And listen to that still, small voice. Amen. Amen. Again, we welcome you to Time to Talk About It. We just like our listeners that continually listen on a continual basis. And we thank you for all new listeners today. Amen. We come, we giving God praise, honor, and the glory. And today, we're going to talk about what are you resurrecting? What are you resurrecting today? You know, we just came through, you know, the Holy Week. Last week we had Resurrection Sunday, you know. So what are you resurrecting today? Last week, when we talk about your word create, now here we're talking about what is it that you are resurrecting. And when we look at resurrection, it says the act or an instance of bringing something back to life. What is some of the synonym words for that? Rebirth, renewal, revival. and then resurrect him again to bring back to life. And what are the synonym words for that? Reviving, renewing. All to do is adding the ing to the end. So as I begin to look on that, study on that, I went to re. What is re? So re is a prefix with the meaning again, back, or it indicates repetition. So everything revolving over and over and is happening over and over and over again. And as we all just celebrate Resurrection Sunday, where Jesus died on the cross, rose, and went to hell and take the keys from death, hell, and the grave. In other words, he went, resurrected who was his. So today I'm asking you, who or what are you resurrecting within you, for you? Ask yourself that question. We are to examine ourselves on a daily, daily basis. Without the shadow of a doubt, that's what we need to do. Examine ourselves. Repent. Excuse me. We serve an awesome and powerful God. See, in John 11, verse 25, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. He is the only one that can resurrect you. And when that light come on, whew, praise be to God, because you're no longer in darkness. You're now walking in that light. You are now walking in that light. You know, there was three people that Jesus rose from the dead before he died. Before. Okay? I know y'all say, where is she going with that? Yeah, there was three people that he rose. I tell you, when you read, it's so interesting. You get, you know, the enlightenment. But if you turn to, you got your Bibles, whether it be on your phone or, you know, you're sitting at home just going along with me, I do recommend that when anyone give you a scripture, follow along with them, that you know that they are not adding and they are not taking away from the word. Now, you can go to Luke chapter 7, and we're going to start at verse number 11. And this is the first person, okay, that he rose. Say, and it came to pass the day after that he went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and much people. Now when he came near to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And much people of the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said unto her, weep not. And he came and touched the bier. And they that bare him stood still. And he said, young man, I say unto thee, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak, and he delivered him to his mother. That was the first, the widow woman's son was the first person that he raised up. The first. And then when you go over to Luke chapter 8, and we're going to start at the 41st verse, it said, "And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue. And he fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him that he would come into his house. For he had one only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lay a dying. But as he went, the people thronged him. And the woman, having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any." Now, we started off talking about Jairus going to Jesus about his 12-year-old daughter that is dying. Of that, here goes another situation with someone else. It said, "Came behind him and touched the borders of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stanched," which means it stopped. "And Jesus said, who touched me? When all denied Peter, and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude throng thee and press thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? And Jesus said, somebody had touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me." I tell you, that's who. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. "And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him and how she was healed immediately." She was healed immediately. Now, look at what happened right there. She was healed immediately. Don't you think today that God is using his man and woman of God today, or whoever is available at the time to heal? There is still healing going on today. There is still healing going on. If you believe, you cannot accept the gift without the giver. And who is the giver? Our Creator, our Heavenly Father. Our Heavenly Father. "And he said unto her, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith had made thee whole. Go in peace. While he yet spake, there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, thy daughter is dead. Trouble not the master." So now on his way, what happened? The little girl died. She died just because he stopped. But you know, God will always, he will always get the glory in your life. Remember that. He will always get the glory. He said, "But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole." Hear what he said? Believe only, and she shall be made whole. see, this is the place we have to come. You ask him for something. As you speak it out of your mouth, you're decreeing and you're declaring it. Believe it. Believe on what it is that you are praying for. Believe. Believe and receive and watch it manifest. It may not manifest when you want it to, okay? But believe me, it will happen. And when he came into the house, he suffered no man to go in, save Peter and James and John and the father and the mother of the maiden. And that was his inner circle now. Who is in your inner circle? Who can you today call when someone is sick that you can touch and you can agree with them? They can touch and agree with you. Speaking life. Speaking life. Not death. Life in all situations. You want that circle that is around you, that is going to encourage, that is going to uplift, that is going to pray. Not talk about, pray and believe. And they was in there with him, Peter, James, and John. They was in there. That was his little inner circle. Yes, he had the 12 disciples, but that was the inner circle right there. And he is showing us all. And he said, and all wept and bewailed her, but he said, weep not, she is not dead, but sleeping. And they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. Now, do you want anybody like that when you're praying for your loved one to be healed? You're praying for a situation for your loved one. Do you want someone negative in there that don't believe the way that you believe? No, you don't. No, you don't. Said, and he put them all out and took her by the hand and called, saying, maid, arise. Came again, and she arose straightway, and he commanded to give her meat. And her parents were astonished, but he charged them that they should tell no man what was done. I'm telling you, these are the, you look at the resurrecting. These was the three people, that's only two, that he rose up, resurrected at the time. And we all know the next one. Everybody should know the next one. Everybody. And we know that is Lazarus. That is Lazarus. He rose him from the dead. That right there, Lazarus, was that person that let you know that the Messiah had come. That was one of the signs. Because, you see, though the others was had died just for a short time, look how long he was dead. When I say no man get the glory, no man get the glory but God. Man can say that they rose him up, but God can. He can say that. He can say that. And if you don't know about the story of Lazarus, again, go to John chapter 11. And you can read that whole chapter right there. That whole chapter talk about the resurrection of Lazarus. So today, what are you resurrecting? See, we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. We was. And you know what? As we get older, you know right from wrong. Resurrecting, I told you the meaning, to bring back to life. To bring back to life. What are you bringing back to life today? Are you bringing back your happiness, taking away all that anger, that animosity, that hatred? Are you bringing back life today? Your laughter, your joy, your peace. You're resurrecting that within you. That's what you're doing today. You're calling it forth. You're bringing it back. When you allow people to put you in that dark place, and you're in that dark place so long that you think that, you know, hey, this is life. It's not. Speak, create. You had a talent that you stopped because of what people said, resurrected. Resurrected. Speak it into existence. That's what you're doing. You're resurrecting. Don't allow nobody to beat you down. No, stand. Remember who you are. Remember who you have inside of you. Remember that. Can you do that today? Just tell yourself today, I am who God say I am. Continue. You speaking it. You resurrecting that light back got so dim within you, around you. So tell me, not only did Jesus raise them from the dead, but Lazarus, he, I told you, was the sign that the Messiah had come. Tell me, are you going to stay dead to God, or are you going to begin to resurrect him back in you? What are you going to do today? Remember, when we was born, we was born in sin. We're not going to let that stop us from resurrecting the true and living God, the greater one within us. Speak to those dark places. Speak to those dark places in your life and allow the light to come forth. You shall flow rivers of living water out of your belly. So you know what? Living water can flow out of you if you're operating in that dark place. It can't. You'll also read in there where you take off the old man. Take off the old man and put on that new man. Who is the new man? The new man, you change, God. You are now serving the true and living God. You are walking now in the light. How can you do that? You can do that by repenting, asking God forgiveness of your sins, and coming into the light, asking God into your life as your Lord and Savior. You speaking it. That's what you're resurrecting within you today. Your surroundings. You go to your job and there's turmoil on your job. But you're resurrecting because it used to be so peaceful and so calming. And now is chaos. Now there is chaos. But are you going to continue allowing chaos to happen round about you? Remember what I said. We are spirit being first. Speak. Open your mouth and speak. God said, greater works that we will do. What is your greater work that you're doing today? Are you asking God to use you today to draw others out of the darkness? You are resurrecting them from that dark place. You are speaking light into that dark place. You are planting that seed. You may not see that seed blossom into that flower, into that fruit tree. You may not see it, but you planted that seed. And as you plant that seed, someone else, or you might be the very same person that continue coming and just watering. And then you get them to come to church. You get them to come to church and look at them. They may not come to your church. They may have a church that they was going to that they stopped for whatever reason. And they went back and they rededicated their life and everything and serving God. And now guess what? Now they're confident in themselves, you know, is the happiness is back, the joy of serving the Lord is back, that they're able to reach out their hand and pull someone else in. You see the chain effect? That's what you're resurrecting, the light. Because we are the light. We are the light. And the stronger that you get in Christ, the more grounded that you get in Christ, you know, you're able to help others. Don't keep it just to yourself. You're able to help your family. Your family, you know, are looking at you. Oh, they call you names. They call you Jesus freak. There's like, oh, Jesus, 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 that's all you can do. There is no fun. You know, they, listen, grown-ups are big kids. And if they did it to Jesus, who is us that walking in the light? Today is a day that wasn't promised to us. And I always say every morning that there is nothing that can happen to me today that the God in me cannot handle. The God in me, because me, myself, and I can't do it. But the God in me can. And he gave us that power and that authority. So you know what? Think today that God tell you to stop and say something to. Don't pass them by. Because you know what? someone stop and have that conversation with you, whether it be a family member, a friend, or a folk. They had the conversation with you. When we go back to Ezekiel chapter 37, you know, about those dry bones. Do you remember what happened to those dry bones? Do you remember what happened to those dry bones? The whole of chapter 37 of Ezekiel will tell you about those dry bones. Let me read. The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, prophesy unto these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinew upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. Now, this talking, dry bones. Now, we all know dry bones. You don't just look at when you eat a chicken bone and you eat everything off that chicken bone, and you know, you leave that chicken bone there, you know how dry it's going to look. That's a very dry bone because they have no covering around it. And he is in the valley of dry bones. Now, we're looking at it as that, the bone. But you know what? Not only was they talking just about that, but they were talking about the children of Israel. Dead. Deep in sin. I mean, you have to speak life into people. Speak life into people. You're choosing. What are you going to resurrect? Are you going to resurrect that, you know, that bad person when, you know, you're in Christ and, you know, someone takes you to that place and you're like, oh, don't let me rest down, Jesus. Don't let you rest down, Jesus. I don't want to rest down, Jesus. But you know what? People will take you to that place. They don't like the light that is shining within. So they're going to take you to that place. But are you going to allow them to take you to that place? Don't rest down, Jesus, because remember he said, vengeance is his, and he will fight against those that fight against you, and that you have more fighting for you than against you. These are little scriptures that
is in there that you could bring back. You don't have to rest down, Jesus. The greater one rose up in you. You allow that process. You choose. Because God is not going to go against your will. You choose for him to rise up in you. How many today can say, I'm going to stand for God, and you can do whatever you want, but I serve an awesome and powerful God? How many are you going to declare that you get more fighting for you than against you? You may not see your angels round about you. You may not see it, but they're around. Do you dispatch them? Do you summon them? That's our problem. We don't know that we can do that, that we can send them before us. About our warring and minister angels standing, God, round about us. You have goodness and mercy following you. But we quicker will try to resurrect that old man, because we allow somebody to take us to that place. When you have matured in Christ, they will do their utmost best to take you, but you don't bring them. You don't take them. You lay them at the feet of the cross. Yeah, you crazy in this day and time, do what? Nope. I used to be a gang banger. I used to, you know, be this or that. So this is what I'm going to do. Because God taking too long. Now, you know, y'all at one point in time said that. God, I'm going to handle this. You taking too long. Care this. We do that. Because when someone hurts you, that is your defense. That's the first thing you're going to think about, hurting them back. You hit your toe on a chair or whatever. If you could lift that chair up and fling it across the room, you'll do that. Just like if somebody do you something, that's what you want to do. You want to do it back to them. But remember who you got inside of you. Remember. And when he was talking to these dry bones, he got to speak. And he ain't just speaking just to speak. He is prophesying to them. That's why you hear to say prophesy to yourself. Encourage yourself. Encourage yourself. Can you do that today? Can you encourage yourself today? Can you prophesy over your life today? Say, then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind. Prophecy, son of man, and say, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain that they may live. Hear what he said? Did you hear? And you see what they're doing? He's speaking. Speaking. Calling it as not as though it is. So I prophesy as he commanded me, and the bread came into them, and they lived, and stood upon their feet an exceeding great army. Then he said unto me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried, and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our part. Therefore, prophesy and say unto them, thus say the Lord, Behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your grave and bring you into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your grave, and shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live. I shall place you in your own land, that ye, your own land, then shall ye know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and perform it, saith the Lord. The word of the Lord come again unto me, saying, Moreover, thou son of man, take thee one stick and write upon it for Judah and for the children of Israel, his companions. Then take another stick and write upon it for Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, and for all the house of Israel, his commandments. And it goes down. So you know what? Speak to those dry bones today. Speak to that dry place in your life today. Speak to that unbelief today. You can do it. There is nothing stopping you from, and remember, ain't nobody mad but the devil. Nobody mad but the devil. Speak it today. Whatever dream that you have, speak it today. See, I'm not just talking to y'all. I'm talking to myself as well. Okay? Speak it today. Decree and declare it today. Say it, say it, say it till you see it, see it, see it. And we all need to encourage ourselves. We all need to encourage someone else today. Okay? Let that person laugh today. When I tell you laughter for me, oh my goodness, let me tell you. Laughing was just something, you get me mad, and I will watch you. For me not to react, I would just laugh and just walk off. And in that laughter, I'm asking God to help me. In that laugh, I'm asking him to forgive me and not allow that old man to rise up, but the greater one within me. And you can do that today, because not that you didn't get mad, but you know what? Say, God, you take care of this, because you can do it better than I can. You're allowing that greater one, that one that is inside, to come forth. To come forth. And you speak in it. And I lost my laughter. And I asked God, give it back. Give it back. I would laugh. I would just be just there and just bust out laughing. And you'll ask me what I'm laughing for. But the feeling, the urgency, and no matter how you try to stifle it, you could only do it for so long, and then it just bursts forth. And you laughing, and people is looking at you like, oh, shit. Crazy or something, you know, but you can't help but to laugh. And someone may just say something that they may not seem funny, but they don't know the place that you're in, and you will just bust out laughing, and you're in this uncontrollable laugh for a while. So you know what? Whatever it is, you know, that laughter, you know, that happy-go-lucky, you know, attitude that you know, you have, and you lost it somewhere along the way, resurrect it today. Find it back. That's what you're doing. Finding it back. Finding back your peace. You're not in an angry place. You're resurrecting that peace back that you have allowed people to take from you. You're taking it back, and you're taking it back by force. You're resurrecting that within you. You continue to go through that process. You're going through that process. You see, they're digging up, unearthing all those stuff over there, you know, in Egypt and all of that. In everything you're going to bring up, in everything you're bringing back. It's not everything. But you bring back those things that are life, that are life, life within you. You know, you may have that family member that you have fought against, you know. Ask God, pray about it. Ask him for the spirit of reconciliation. You know, you have it going on in marriages, you know. The joy and the laughter that you had coming into the marriage, you continue to keep that. Don't toss it aside. Resurrect it back. Go on that date night, you know. Spend time together watching that movie or, you know, whatever it is that you all used to do. Bring you back to that place, that peaceful place, that joyful place. Bring it back. Encourage one another. Be that light in someone's darkness. Be that light in someone's darkness. When I read that word today, there is no better way to thank God for sight than by giving a helping hand to someone in the dark. Be that light in someone's darkness today. Your children are going through peer pressure, bullying, all that they're dealing with in schools today, even in their very own neighborhoods. We're not even going to talk about within the same household. Listen. Encourage them. Encourage them. Encourage them to pray. Encourage them to speak life. Tell them who live within them. You know, you have that thing, pay it forward. Well, you know, just like God resurrect, you allow God to resurrect in you. You know what? When you reach out to that person that's in the dark places, you're paying it forward. And it's continue paying it forward that you're going to see that you're helping to build God's kingdom. Your help, that's what we're here for, to build his kingdom. Because, you know, so much of us are lost. So much of us today are lost. So you know what? Make that stand today. Make that stand today in your life. Decree and declare it today. I am the light of the world. I am who God say I am. That light. Positive. Light into your neighborhood. You know how we used to be when we was growing up. You know,
We had the village helping raise the children. Today, the village can't open up their mouth and say anything to the children without being cursed out or gun violence in place. And you know what? Who is it we're going to say causing this? Who are we going to say? What is it that you decreeing and declaring over your neighborhood, decreeing and declaring over your children, decreeing and declaring over your household? What? Your words are so powerful. And when you put it out there, it's going to be out there until that time for what it is that you're resurrecting today. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If any one of you today in need of prayer, or God has touched you in some way, shape, or form, especially during this Holy Week, you got a praise report. You want to accept God into your life. You may be listening on another device other than your phone. That calling number is 347-857-3925. And just press the 1. Just press the 1. And your testimony, your praise report would be where you can help someone else today. You can be that light in someone's darkness today. You don't have to know who it is that your testimony have touched, but you could encourage that person with that testimony because you overcame. And maybe you want to accept God as your Lord and Savior. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. God is merciful, loving, and forgiving. A God of many chances. He is long-suffering. One of the fruits of the Spirit that none of us wants to endure. Long-suffering. Long-suffering. You have a question? Go ahead. You can press that 1. We serve an awesome God, people. Take inventory. Take note. We are in the last days. I know you all have been hearing Jesus coming, Jesus coming. People, we are in the last days. No man know the time nor the hour when he is going to call our names. No man. Don't know, but him. Are we going to be ready? When he come and he call your name, would you be operating in the light or would you be operating in the dark? What are we going to do? God is merciful, people. God is long-suffering. So we'd like to thank each and every one of our listeners that continually listen and support this radio broadcast. We appreciate you. We thank all the new listeners, trusting that when you come on or listen to it at a later time, that there was something
that was said to encourage you to know who you serve and who you belong to. And letting you know it's not too late for you to accept our Lord and Savior. It's not too late. You can do it right where you are. And when you're done, you find that Bible-believing church that believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Granted, some churches are closed, some are online, but ask God to lead you to that church leader that you're going to learn more. And when you accept him as your Lord and Savior, that's the beginning. That's the beginning. And you know what? Then the deliverance process begins, because you need to be delivered from those dark places. People think because, yeah, we're saved, we don't need to be delivered. Devil, you are lying. The truth of God ain't in you. We all need to be delivered. All need to be delivered, because then none of us was born and walking this day. We all need to be delivered. We ought to tell the truth and shame the devil. If you have missed this broadcast from the beginning, you can visit our Facebook page at Logion International Ministries and click on the link. And I tell you, you got some awesome words come forth from man and woman of God, and you just click on it and listen. Share it with a friend today. Share it with your enemy. You know, hey, I think you need to hear this. And remember, no man is your enemy, but every man is your teacher. You know, they may call themselves your enemy, but no man is your enemy. Every man is your teacher. Share the link with someone today, or tell them, hey, you know, this broadcast come on every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Here is the number. And you give them the number, 347-857-3925. Go ahead and do so. Continue to hear this broadcast online. We thank you for all supporters that continue to support this radio broadcast. If it's laid on your heart to do so, you can send it. You have Zelle. You can send a donation to logionint@gmail.com. That's logionint@gmail.com. Or you can visit our Facebook page at logioninternationalministries.com and hit that donate button. We do ask that you specify in notes what your donation is for. If you do not use any one of those, you can, those platforms, you can mail it in to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Again, that's P.O. Box 22, Florida, 32704. So tune in tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Till then, be blessed.
I'll supply all your needs. As soon as I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends,
when I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things,
that's when
start
things
happening,
start happening. I stop looking at that thing,
when I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. So much going on, sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
As
soon as I stop worrying,
worrying how the story is,
I can let go,
I let go, and
I can let God,
let
him have,
let God
have his way,
that's when things
start
happening.
And let God, let go, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.